joined by head coach Stacy Evans for Indianola softball. And coach, didn't leave a lot of runners on when Indianola had opportunities. Sam Grupp took care of business here tonight in the 5-3 victory, driving in all five runs.
Oh, what a fun night for her. You know, those girls being on the base path alone really sets the tone for her, too. She gets comfortable up there. Just a super hit. I mean, you can't deny her of that. And all in all, that game was a clean game. That's a tough matchup. Coaches got them ready, and they came. They traveled well.
Well, I go back to Pella pitcher Emma Ekoff, coming off a night where Indianola scores 28 runs in two games combined against Pella Christian, and then kind of a larger strike zone. It was a slower start for the Indianola offense that took some time to adjust through the second time of the order where things happened for the Indians. Did you say anything, or did these girls just adjust to that larger outside for those righties?
I think the last two nights prior to this, you know, we've had to make a big adjustment at the plate and wait a little bit longer, and then you get Ekoff in the mound, and she's throwing a little bit more heat. Those girls have to make that adjustment as well. So, you know, it was going to take a little bit of time, but soon after, those girls got on the base path, and then obviously Sammy hit a nice shot out there to score all of them. But credit to our girls, too. They had to make the shift, and they also had to adjust at the plate. It may have taken a little bit longer than we'd like to, but they did get the job done.
Stranding seven Pella runners on the day and really scattering, not allowing that big crooked number inning. I know the two RBI double in the seventh, but really holding Pella down and not allowing that clutch hit. What were Ashley Schultz and Ava Tickey doing well here this evening?
Yeah, I thought both of them threw well in the circle. You know, there were some hard shots out in Dana's direction. Tess had a hard shot down the line there. But there were some extensive pop flies that were out there that took Lexi deep, maybe Dana a little bit too, but I thought they did a nice job. And honestly, that defense in the infield, a lot of chatter was happening and made some good putouts for us.
As a coach, knowing that the infield went through some lumps last year and knowing that everyone kind of grew up a little bit and really was a point of focus, a night like tonight where really both teams played stellar infield defense, but no errors for Indianola, and that's just good to see, right?
Oh, absolutely. A clean ball game is always a win on our side. I thought the girls did a nice job of that. I think they're getting used to each other in that communication. You know, there's still some chatter that we'd like to still see increase, but they're starting to get into a flow of knowing which direction and what they can do on their feeds and finds. And obviously tonight was a stellar representation. You got to say something to their third baseman, too. She had a lot of shots in her direction, and she played a nice ball game.
It's been about a week or two since you've made the move from Alexa Geyer to second, from second out to left field. How has that transition gone? I know it wasn't an easy decision to make, but as a coaching staff, it felt like it's working out so far.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's chatter about it, but in all honesty, Lexi plays a great outfield, and Aubrey has been in a position where she's been groomed. You know, she's been used to playing more of a shortstop position, but she's a middle infielder, and it was the right time to do it. Obviously, you're going to go through some growing pains, but I think you're seeing the reasons why. Last time we hit, Pella hit us, the ball was hit in those spots, and our glove could not touch it. So, not every hit was to Aubrey, but she did get a bunch of shots, and we took that away. And, you know, as well as those players adjusting to that, that's a coach's decision, and you got to live with it. And therefore, those girls have went into those roles, and they've done everything that I've asked and adjusted to that. So, as a staff and as a team, I think that's only going to solidify us and make us stronger.
I think over the first week or so of the season, 1-4 was a big part of the offense, and it took a little while for 5-9 to get there, but we're really starting to see that. I think Sully Downey in that sixth spot, Bria Bell, I know didn't have a hit here tonight, but hit the ball hard three times. And, you know, we kind of talked about on the broadcast, both teams got a little unlucky tonight with some great defensive plays. As a coach, you take hitting the ball hard nearly every time, right?
Right. That's a good quality at bat. If you can extend a pitcher's count, hit a ball hard into play, it's better than going down looking. Anything's better than going down looking. Our girls were determined to make a play, put a ball into play. Anything, especially when you have a base or someone on the base path, you got to move a runner. And a hard ball into play is going to give us something else. Even if they are put out, So Bria Bell, I do think Sully has really started to step up there. You know, obviously you want 1 through 9, but you can't rely solely on the top of your lineup. So the production that we have in our middle to the bottom is really putting us in a nice little padding.
Final thoughts on not just the win here tonight against Pella, which was a big one, but really a week that turned around the season so far, ever since the loss to Waukee Northwest Indianola. Hasn't lost since then, and a perfect week for the Indians.
Hey, you know you want to be perfect, but I want these girls to continue to grow. This week was a big growing spurt for us, and I hope we continue to flourish throughout. We got a big weekend ahead of us, but hey, credit to Pella for getting on a bus and coming over here and playing strong. Good coached team, well coached, and I'm just glad we got the outcome. So thanks for everybody for showing up tonight.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Stacy Evans and Indianola Softball. We'll have more after this on KNIA KRLS.